Could a dog save your life?
If a dog could talk, what would it say? Besides asking you for food and walks, it might also suggest that you visit your doctor, maybe just in time to save your life. This was the case for one woman in England in 1989. Her dog kept sniffing a mole or brown spot on her leg. The dog even tried to bite the mole off. Concerned, the woman went to see her doctor, who removed the mole and discovered that it was a melanoma, a deadly type of skin cancer. Since then, researchers have determined that dogs can detect medical problems other than cancer, too. For example, dogs are able to notice changes in the blood sugar of people who have diabetes, giving these people more time to treat themselves before they have a seizure. Dogs can also locate dangerous bacteria in hospitals so that staff members have the chance to get rid of the bacteria before patients get sick. Dogs clearly have an amazing ability to detect things. So what's their secret? It's their incredible sense of smell. Dogs have around 300 million smelling sensors, while we have just 5 or 6 million. This means that dogs can smell much better than we can, enabling them to notice small changes in our bodies and health that we can't. Because of this remarkable ability, researchers are eager to find out just how good dogs can be at detecting medical problems. So far, they have learned that there are several advantages to using dogs instead of other detection methods and devices. To begin with, dogs don't make a lot of mistakes. In a study in England, a dog was able to identify cancer 95% of the time. Second, dogs work fast. A dog in the Netherlands checked an entire hospital ward for dangerous bacteria in just 10 minutes. It would have taken scientists 3 to 5 days to do the same thing. Finally, dogs can make the detection process easier and less painful for patients. Who wouldn't want to be checked by a friendly dog instead of going through a complicated and possibly painful test? However, there are still some disadvantages to using medical detection dogs. For one thing, they are very expensive to train. It can cost tens of thousands of dollars to train just one dog. In addition, it takes a long time to train them. It took 2 years to train dogs that were used to detect cancer during a study in Japan. Furthermore, dogs aren't always easy to work with. They aren't machines, so they sometimes get tired and distracted, and they need rewards and breaks to keep them focused. Because of these drawbacks, we might not see dogs in every hospital in the near future, but they could still help us improve our medical detection processes. Right now, researchers are trying to determine exactly how dogs can detect things like cancer and bacteria. If they can figure this out, they might be able to make an electronic device that could work just like a dog's nose. Then, we would still have dogs to thank when doctors warn us about a serious medical problem in advance.